Medics urge caution as country emerges from lockdown is the lead headline for the Irish Examiner, above the story detailing warnings from the Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan for people not to rush out to shops and restaurants in the coming weeks. The country's move from level 5 to level 3 restrictions today is also on the front page of the Irish Times, with emphasis given to Assistant Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn's warning that just because you can do things doesn't mean you should. On page 2 of that paper, Paul Cullen expands on that theme with the advice from yesterday's NPHET briefing that families planning to meet older relatives over the Christmas period should plan ahead by ceasing to socialise now. That story is also on the front of the Irish Independent. Similarly, office parties should not happen, and this angle gives the Irish Sun its front page lead story with the headline "The 12 Snubs of Christmas," with more detail inside on page 4 of the limitations that will be imposed on gastropubs and restaurants when they reopen on Friday of this week. The return of non-essential retail this morning is a big story across the papers today, with lots of picture coverage of store owners and workers getting ready to allow shoppers back in. "Splurge in store" is the headline across pages 4 and 5 of the Irish Daily Star, with Laura Colgan reporting that festive shoppers are expected to spend €4.8 billion between now and Christmas. And the return of grooming services gives the main story to the Irish Daily Mirror. "Here we go" is the headline there. The question of mask wearing in shops comes up too, with Conor Gallagher writing in the Irish Times that retailers face a difficult task in enforcing it. He spoke to filling station worker Creadon Omwerku, who described the experience of challenging a non-mask wearing customer who said they had a medical condition. On asking for proof, Creadon says the customer exploded and became very upset and irate and threatened me with legal action, so I just spelt my name very slowly for his solicitor. Mortgages surge as record numbers ready to buy homes is the headline over Charlie Weston's front page lead story in the Irish Independent. That October saw a surge in mortgage approvals driven by first-time buyers. It was, according to banks and other lenders, the busiest month for approvals since records began in 2011. The Irish News leads on the announcement yesterday from Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis that the British government will not hold a public inquiry into the murder of solicitor Pat Finucane in 1989. The story is on the cover of the Mail and the Examiner this morning too. Alison Morris and Conla Young report in the Irish News that Mr. Lewis said the decision was taken to allow review processes, including one by the police ombudsman, to run their course. However, they write that the Irish News has learned that the ombudsman's office is not presently reviewing events connected to the murder due to resourcing issues. The family of Pat Finucane described the decision not to hold a public inquiry as astonishing, arrogant and cruel. Finally, in the Secret Teacher column in the education pages of the Irish Times, the writer quotes a Turkish proverb which says that if speaking is silver, then listening is gold. They explain that this year they're enjoying the job of teaching much more than ever before, since the distance between desks has curtailed the potential for chatter between students. Challenging though these COVID measures in school are, they write, there are unexpected positive effects which must be named and celebrated.